It's a pleasure to be joined on the drive home by Zach Toohey, number 42 from Carlton, ahead of the Blues clash against the Hawks this Saturday at Aurora. And Zach, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the weather down here, but just a top of 13 on Saturday, possibly a shower and a cold start down to 1 degree.
Man, I don't know if you know where I'm from, but the cold weather doesn't worry me. I was brought up in the freezing cold and the rain.
So... like summer.
Exactly, yeah. I'm not too worried about the conditions. If it gets a bit wet, it might make it more of a contested game, which is fine. And if it stays dry, we'll kind of back our system to allow us to move the ball the way we want to. So, look, we are really looking forward to it.
Now, the coach, Brendan Bolton. What's he like, mate? Because he comes across in the media as a really nice guy and he talks a lot of sense. But behind closed doors, can he give you a bit of a spray? Or if he does, do you just want to laugh at him? Because he just doesn't seem like the bloke who can do a spray.
Oh, man, I wouldn't advise laughing at him. Nah, he's got a really good balance between the type of feedback players need. And he's definitely got a fiery streak in him. He's an incredibly passionate man. He gets quite worked up. It means an awful lot to him, which is what you want in a coach.
Can some coaches get more out of some players? Because obviously you've had the change in coach over the last 12 months. Some players have certainly improved under Bolts.
Yeah, they have. But, you know, I'm of the opinion that a lot of players improved under Mick as well individually. And I've had some pretty good coaches over the journey. But, yeah, he's put a game plan in place that's really suited some of our players' skill set. And it's been a big change, but it's been a good change.
Now, Zach, do you go anywhere near Cyril this weekend or you steer clear of the little champ?
Oh, man, I'll steer clear of him if I can. Unfortunately, I don't always get to pick my opponent, and I look forward to those challenges. Guys like Cyril are they're a joy to watch, and I guess they're a joy to play on because they teach you how to mix it with the best. I was lucky I got to play on Eddie Betts early days training, and I think that held me in really good stead.
Now, at the Blues this year, there's a bit of AFL royalty. Young Jack Silvani, of course, the son of Soss, who's the son of Serge, and of course Carlton runs through their veins. Now, when the young man walks into the room, does everyone have to bow on one knee or anything like that?
Oh, mate, he's got a bit of strut about him. I thought it might take him a little bit longer to develop, and haven't seen how hard he's worked in the gym and on the field. It doesn't surprise me that he comes from that kind of footy royalty because he's clearly got an exceptional attitude to work and to want to succeed. So he's been phenomenal since he's come into the side for a light framed second tall forward. He's he's given a lot to the team, so it's very impressive.
Do you call him Soss or did he get Son of Joe? What's his nickname?
Yeah, he gets Soss quite a bit.
Soss, okay. Call him Joe.
Sir,
and then Joe.
He wants to be
called Sir. Sir, that's right. Your Highness. all right, just going to have a bit of fun towards the end of this interview, mate. Just throw a few of your fellow teammates under the bus, if you like, with a little game. Who's most likely, all right? Okay. Who's most likely at the club to Google themselves?
Oh, wow. Nick Graham loves himself. Dylan Buckley, maybe.
Who's most likely to get invited to the coach's house for dinner?
Oh, Sam Doherty. You kidding me? Give me a hard one.
Who's most likely to get kicked out of a nightclub?
I would probably go along. I'm tempted to say Doherty again, but I won't. Dennis Anfield, maybe. Just
Dennis,
being a bit of a pest. Dennis the Menace, yeah. Appropriately named. Yeah, he's just a bit of a pest, to be honest. I think he'd annoy too many people.
And who's most likely to get kicked out of a pub? That'd be you, wouldn't it, mate?
Why is
Irish
that?
Irish pub. We'd love a beer, wouldn't you? Sure.
Nah, we love our own in there. What are you talking about?
You wouldn't leave the pub. That's the problem. You wouldn't have to get kicked out. All right. Yeah. Well, we can't wait to see the Blues in action this Saturday. It's going to be a ripping game. Big crowd expected, mate. Probably the biggest crowd in recent memory at Aurora, which is good to see. So you've got a big Blues fan base here in Tassie, and they look forward to you guys being very competitive against the Tassie Hawks.
Yeah, we can't look forward to getting down. Thanks for that.
And Blues fans, make sure you secure your tickets to Carlton's best and fairest, the John Nicholls Medal Night. Tickets are now on sale. You can visit carltonfc.com.au for more details.